Before you begin this activity, you may want to revisit the information in the section titled Understanding the Nature of Angels. Ascension begins with a basic affirmation that you are willing to accept the help and light energy into your body from the higher dimensions. Free will prevents them from helping you, until you ask them to assist with your ascension. When you declare your spiritual intent, you instantly attract the divine support and guidance of many spiritual beings from the family of light. Your own spiritual team consists of your master, or primary guide. Your master is your very best friend in the spiritual hierarchy, who you selected to manage your incarnational contract before you came to Earth. Your master has been with you since birth and they are always with you night and day. They have many roles, but they mainly guide you throughout your life to make sure you accomplish your incarnational lessons that you agreed to complete and act as spirit protectors, known as guardian angels. Your secondary guides include both specialist spiritual beings, what you may call angelic, and or departed family, friends who work alongside your master to mainly assist with healing, to give love and support. Every single one of you has several guides that work with you day and night. Your guides or spiritual beings come from both the spiritual hierarchy and from the higher dimensions. Never feel that you are alone. They are waiting for you to simply reach out and say hello. This activity requires you to establish a regular spiritual discipline where you express your love and devotion to the Creator, Master, Angels, etc. This can be done through a simple affirmation, mantra, prayer, or meditation. The true purpose of prayer is adoration, so feel free to use your imagination or use other words to design your own script. It must be enjoyable to you and must come from your heart. Every time you meditate, pray, etc., you raise the frequency of your energy. The more you demonstrate your commitment, trust, and faith, more cosmic light will transfer from the astral planes into your auric field. This energy will help heal and raise your frequency. You have a powerful team of divine spiritual beings surrounding you at all times, so never think you are alone. All angels are interconnected. They operate like a group consciousness. If you are unsure what angel to call upon, just know that they are all listening and will come to your side when invoked, and trust me, everyone is very eager to help you, but they are waiting for you to connect and ask them for their assistance. The greatest gift you can give your brothers and sisters from the family of light is your constant personal acknowledgement and awareness of their presence. When you need to connect with your master, guardian angel, or archangel, find a quiet place, invoke them by name, and make a request, guidance, healing, energy balancing, protection, etc. Remember this rule when requesting any divine assistance: prayer plus conscious intent. The thing you really want help with must truly come from your heart. As a new lightworker, this is the most powerful tool you need to use on a regular basis, but your team will always answer you. Activity. Here is an example of a simple affirmation that you can use at any time. In the name of the Creator, Universe, my Master, guides and beautiful angels, I call upon you to surround me with a protective shield of white light. Heal my aura and body as I sleep tonight. I ask you to send me the highest vibration, which will help complete my personal ascension. Thank you, Master, and all my beloved brothers and sisters for your wonderful assistance. God bless. How often? This activity should be undertaken every night for the first two weeks, and then feel free to establish a ritual that works best for you. Purpose. This activity involves healing the sacral plexus chakra. Before you begin this activity, you may want to revisit the information in the section titled Chakras and Emotional Healing. You need to repolarize the negative energy in this chakra with positive energy, unconditional love. You need to clear away emotional wounds, including old grudges that you are still holding on to against people and the people you caused pain and grief. Karma is easy to identify. Think about someone that was previously in your life, and ask yourself this question: what feelings do I still have about so and so? Negative feelings are karma, which can only be healed by forgiveness. You must be willing to release your prejudices and heal your emotional wounds by undertaking karma cord cutting. Activity. Do not undertake this exercise when you are tired, fatigued, or exhausted. To heal emotionally, you must be prepared to forgive and release bad and painful memories. You will need to do a little soul searching before starting this activity. Use your ascension journal to create a list that identifies the following: A. The people you physically and verbally harmed or hurt, alive and deceased. B. The people who physically and verbally harmed you, present and past. C. Any bad childhood memories, traumas, events, misgivings, disagreements, grudges, resentment, and bitterness that you experienced with family members, e.g., parents, siblings, etc. D. Any unfinished business with individuals that you have not yet apologized to? Now you will need to use the following script for each person, event, and situation. You must have a genuine and heartfelt desire to release karmic or emotional energy from your mind and body. To begin, sit yourself in a quiet place and relax. Close your eyes for a moment and relax your breathing. Now visualize the person in your mind or pretend they are sitting in front of you and make the following declaration. Feel free to modify the script. I call upon Archangel Michael and my master to assist me today with the release of karmic energy from my body. I wish to forgive and apologize to, insert name, for any pain and suffering that I caused them. When I did, insert event, situation, and I wish to say thank you to, insert name, for coming into my life, and I wish them all the best with their future. I now call upon Archangel Michael to remove this karmic cord from my body. Now visualize and feel this energy being released from your heart chakra and your mind. Thank you for answering my call. Follow the above steps for each person that you have listed, or repeat the above steps when you need to release additional karmic cords between you and that person. You must release only three people in each session before starting the next session, because you need to allow a few days for the body to adjust and energetically heal after releasing this emotional energy. This activity will eliminate the ethereal cords connected to other people. As you continue to heal the sacral plexus, you may notice your relationships with friends and family will begin to change, because you no longer want to accept or get involved with their emotional dramas. Thus you are taking steps to prevent creating new cords. How often? This is a very emotive exercise and only requires you to have the willpower and inner strength to keep working on your emotional clearing during the ascension process. Purpose. This activity involves healing your solar plexus chakra. Before you start, you may want to revisit the information in the section titled Chakras and Energy Transference. A major part of personal ascension requires you to separate or release the vast amount of emotional energy that your ego has attached to your 3D possessions, and start aligning your consciousness, thoughts and beliefs, with the principles of New Earth. Activity 5.1. Releasing your physical ego from 3D attachments. We are ascending to a 4D positive world, and everyone will be entitled to the same luxuries. Are you prepared to change your attitude, beliefs, and current ways of living from service to self to service to others? More importantly, man-made objects and items that were constructed from synthetic materials will not exist after the planetary shift. How many of your earthly possessions were manufactured from synthetic materials? For example, plastics, rubber, polyester, acrylic, etc. Are you prepared to sell, give away, detach, and stop worrying about money, wealth, credit cards, shares, investments, properties, debts, antiques, motor vehicles, insurances, religions, celebrities, tabloids, Christmas, technological gadgets and electronic items, favorite sports, and so on? The process of expanding your consciousness means accepting the truth of the law of one, and more importantly accepting the principles of unity consciousness. Your willingness to change your life comes from within. It begins with an inner shift in consciously releasing old patterns of thinking and embracing the new. New thoughts create new frequency. Try using a metaphor or analogy to change your way of thinking. Consider the following example. Think of New Earth as a new luxury motor vehicle, but you cannot drive this new vehicle unless you abandon the old road rules. Those old rules have not looked after your safety, survival, and welfare. Instead, you have decided to embrace a new set of road rules, which has required you to learn and accept new knowledge and concepts. The ultimate reward for your hard work, resisting the old ways of doing things, and remaining focused, is that you get to experience and explore a brand new life. First, consider the meaning of unity consciousness, then imagine next month you are moving to New Earth, and then reflect on the following questions. Right now, what things are you prepared to release and let go from your life or go without? Are you prepared to stop buying, consuming, and collecting unnecessary materialistic items? Could you sell, give away, and let go of your land, wealth, assets, and material possessions? What personal bills, debts, deductions, and other payments are you prepared to release from your life and stop paying right now? Ask yourself, do I need underscore in my life anymore? What purpose does it serve me and will I use it before now and the shift? Your goal is not to abandon your life, nor create financial hardship for yourself or stop living altogether. Rather, it is your recognition that it is no longer necessary to hold on to everything within your 3D reality, which includes your material possessions and physical attachments. This activity is a gradual exercise of detaching your ego and emotional dependence on materialism, possessions, old ways of doing things, and cultural beliefs within your 3D life. In regard to selling or getting rid of your property, you only do what you feel is comfortable to you. It is strictly a matter of personal choice. Remember, on New Earth, it does not matter how much land or property you own, because all land and infrastructure is the common property of everyone, whether you decide to participate in ascension or not. Task 1, to begin, set your conscious intention and decision to release yourself from your old ways of thinking and doing things and your physical attachments. Now reflect on the questions posed above and then use your ascension journal to create a short list, mission statement, or goal-setting plan of the things you need to clear out of your life, and or stop doing and supporting. Set yourself a 1, 3, 6-month time frame and then start the emotional preparation that you must detach yourself from those things. Physiologically, it will take at least a month to change an old behavior pattern, because of the level of emotions attached to an object. Task 2. The next step is simply to modify your standard of living by decluttering and downgrading your possessions, clearing out and/or simplify your home, living environment. Either way, you must make lifestyle changes that will help you release yourself from your 3D man-made attachments and move into alignment with the new Earth energies. It could be as simple as having some kind of de-junking exercise, like holding a garage sale or donating your things to charity. Perhaps you may want to hire a dumpster and clear out physical objects and items you have collected over the years that you do not need anymore. For example, you may begin by clearing out a cupboard, bedroom, shed, garage, etc. to identify the things you do not need. Remember this rule: if you have not used underscore in the last 2 years, then it no longer serves a purpose in your life. It is clutter, so do away with it. 5.2. Releasing your physical ego from 3D cultural belief systems. This activity is designed to help you start thinking about your cultural belief systems and begin the process of adopting an attitude that is aligned with New Earth. You will need to be brave and consciously detach yourself from your old patterns of thinking and old beliefs. It is a conscious choice on your part of how much you wish to release. However, your inner world or thoughts, attitudes, and beliefs do control your energy signature. To begin, review the information in the table located after this section titled Examining Your 3D Cultural Beliefs and then reflect upon the following questions. What are your personal beliefs regarding billionaires, religions, monarchies, Vatican, celebrities, news media, Christmas, Easter, Halloween, public versus private education, pornography, professional sports, same-sex marriage, corporal punishment, honorary doctorates, gambling, national anthems, copyright and patents, gun control, tabloids, illegal downloading, online privacy, whaling, birth control, Grammy, Emmy, Academy Awards, public versus private health care, nuclear power, income tax, smoking, illegal immigrants, etc. How would you classify the nature of your 3D belief systems, for example, duality, greed, ego fears selfishness, social prestige, power over others, freedom, judgment, cruelty, and so on? In regard to cultural transference, are you supporting 3D belief systems that foster and promote duality, inequality, and cultural division with humanity? Are your belief systems equally available to the rest of humanity and/or supported by all other cultural groups across the world? Are you supporting belief systems that give an individual or group a particular rank, status, or superiority? Could any of your cultural belief systems exist on New Earth and operate under the 4D principle of unit consciousness? Right now, are you prepared to release and live without certain beliefs, people, groups and institutions? Consider this: if I stop believing in underscore, how much would it change my life? This will determine how much of your personal energy you have invested in your cultural beliefs. To release your ego, it requires only your conscious intent to release that belief and self-awareness. When you unplug yourself from allowing that thing to control you and accept that your ego no longer needs to live and operate by that belief, that energy will stop influencing you. It may also mean that when you see or hear any old 3D belief, you simply ignore it and say to yourself, those things are no longer compatible to the new life I am creating. In your ascension journal, develop a list of your cultural beliefs and then reflect on the above questions. How often? In regard to activity 5.1, you should develop a plan, scheduled during week 3, which can be implemented over 1, 3, 6 months. Regarding activity 5.2, some of you may find this to be quite an enormous exercise, and your free will governs what beliefs you wish to release during ascension. Examining your 3D cultural beliefs. Purpose. The previous activities were designed to heal energy blockages from the lower chakras. The next and most important step now requires you to balance the chakras. This activity will use a simple visualization technique. You do not need years of chakra training to undertake this exercise, although meditation is really the best way to balance your chakras. Remember, it is all about the power of your conscious intent, so do not worry about rotation, specific colors, sounds, etc. In addition, ascension does not discriminate, so it does not matter that you have a physical disability, spinal injury, lost a limb, etc., because chakra healing works on the ethereal body. Activity. Don't attempt this activity until you are familiar with locations of the primary chakras. Feel free to call upon your master and angels for their support and help. Close out all sounds and light as best you can to prevent any interruptions. Arrange yourself in a seated position or lie down so that you are comfortable. Try not to cross your legs and arms, this blocks the flow of energy. Close your eyes, relax and control your breathing until you find your body also feeling relaxed. Now in your imagination, visualize a ball of golden white light about the size of a tennis ball floating about a foot above the top of your head. Now let that ball of light flow down through the top of your head into your crown chakra. Focus your mind on the ball and imagine the ball is positioned about 2 inches above the top of the body or over the chakra location for 30 seconds. Visualize this light dissolving any black sticky syrup or energy blockages in the chakra. Now mentally shift the ball down of light down to the brow, third eye, and repeat step 8. Repeat step 8 for each of the remaining chakras. After you have completed the base chakra, feel the ball of light flowing down your legs and release the energy out of the soles of your feet into the ground or universe. Repeat this chakra balancing circuit, from crown chakra to feet, another 4 times. After you have completed your 5 circuits, just remain in your relaxed position for another minute and then count slowly from 1 to 5. On the count of 5, you will feel wide awake. This exercise should take approximately 15 minutes to complete. In addition, after you have mastered your visualization skills, feel free to increase the number of chakra units. Keep practicing. It will take some time to master your visualization skills, but the results are worth it. How often? It is assumed before you commence that you had undertaken your research of the chakra system. Refer to the information in the section titled Chakra Consciousness. Commence the chakra balancing activity in week 3. You should aim to undertake this task at least 4 times a week. Frequency expansion cycle. About the third week into this activity, your body may move into first frequency expansion cycle. It is highly recommended that you revisit the information in the section titled Chakras and Ascension Symptoms. Familiarize yourself with the symptoms associated with this process and start thinking about the steps you need to take to keep yourself balanced and centered. In addition, the table below identifies the time period when you may experience the 2 frequency expansion cycles during the Ascension program. The first expansion cycle commences when the frequencies from the South Pole chakras merge together, but only after they aligned and balanced. The second expansion cycle occurs when the South Pole frequencies merge with the heart chakra frequency, and so on. Note, the timeline for these frequency expansion cycles are only an approximation, because each person will be progressing at different stages, your energy signatures can keep ascending, more cycles, and other variables may slow down or speed up the entire process. Important. Balanced and centered refers to the state of your body when you feel normal, emotionally, physically and mentally. When you undergo a frequency expansion cycle, your body will be pushed and pulled away from that baseline, normal. You need to recognize and know what to do when you feel unbalanced. To stay balanced, you need to manage your frequency, and take steps to keep yourself feeling normal during each expansion cycle. The lesson here is not to consciously fight the frequency changes, but find ways to remain emotionally calm, still and comfortable. During ascension, expect to suffer and experience a lot of sacral plexus exhaustion, emotional highs, lows, anger mood swings, etc. From my own personal experience, consider this part ascension as a personal test. Learning to balance your mind and body will help you understand the importance of managing and protecting your energy signature from the lower vibrational energy or negative transference. If you do not take steps to balance yourself, you will prolong the physical distress and emotional and mental chakras. Purpose. The aim of this activity involves opening up your heart chakra. The heart chakra is the gateway to the higher frequencies. People who have blockages in the heart chakra generally have difficulty, A, expressing and giving love and, B, accepting love and kindness from others. Therefore, this activity has been designed to help you start practicing your divinity. Divinity refers to an individual who can demonstrate and project the attributes of unconditional love and compassion consciously, thoughts, actions, behavior, in all aspects of their life. These two major heart-based attributes are summarized below. Unconditional love refers to positive transference you give others. You offer love to everyone, regardless of a person's personality, behavior, race, beliefs, or how they treat you. Love refers to your energy, time, wisdom, and being. Unconditional love is not biased or conditional. Conditional refers to any self-imposed criteria that determines how much love you are prepared to offer, if those conditions are met. Unconditional love means you have no expectations, it is offered freely without hesitation, you do not request a personal reward for your time, wisdom, and nor do you demonstrate favoritism, regardless of their age, sex, or race. Compassion refers to how you consciously respond to energy transferred at you, for example from people, events, and situations. Demonstrating compassion requires you to be spiritually conscious. When you accept that each person has taken a different spiritual path to your own, and people spiritually choose what they wish to experience for an incarnation's reason, you suspend all judgment. Compassion involves separating your emotions from a person's emotions, behavior, actions, or from a situation or event. Spiritually neutral means avoiding the need to express your view, opinions, and judgments. From this viewpoint, you actually understand what is happening, because a person's beliefs, behavior, and actions are the incarnation conditions they choose to experience during their lifetime. This also means you understand that every soul volunteers to participate in every dreadful worldwide event or tragic situation in their personal lives. To practice compassion, you must listen, observe, and communicate with others, without ever openly or publicly expressing your views, criticism, opinions, and judgments. You respect their behavior, actions, choices, and decisions, regardless of your feelings, and accept and acknowledge that everyone is a spiritual being. Activity 7.1, Giving Unconditional Love to Others. Your task here is to simply find ways to demonstrate unconditional love toward others. This is not about learning a new skill or behavior, or making the task complicated, or trying to become someone new. To move into your heart-based qualities, it is simply about your awareness and doing what feels right for you. Each of you has this goodness inside of you, find it and use it. To live on New Earth, it is not about loving everyone 24/7, it is about accepting everyone as a spiritual being, and your willingness to have a human experience that involves a new way of living that operates on love, peace, unity, and equality. Therefore, you need to find ways to direct your green ray energy through your thoughts, words, and actions. Here are a couple of suggestions for demonstrating unconditional love and compassion. However, feel free to research other techniques that feel more suitable to your personality. Be someone's angel. Once a month, or less, select a person from your life and do something special for them. It does not have to be something big or expensive. Keep it simple. Any kind of charitable service will do. For example, cook someone a special meal or cake, offer to babysit, help someone who's sick, or donate your time to help him or her with something they need doing around the house, or make a special gift. All you are doing here is simply expressing your inner love and compassion and outwardly showing to them that you consider them to be a special and important person in your life, without wanting anything back in return. The power of giving unconditional love to others is that it also serves you. Learn not to judge others. Non-judgmental means that you do not say what you think is right or wrong, or good or bad. You just listen. Learn to be emotionally neutral. Accept everyone as equal. Consciously learn to see people as spiritual beings. Not every person will choose the same path as you. Many friends and family will not participate in ascension for various reasons. A lightworker does not judge people and refuses to pay attention to the media controversies and public opinion, so learn to set aside your emotions, anger, and ego. A lightworker does not preach, and nor do we have a need to constantly have an opinion or try to influence those around him, her. We recognize that everyone has free will and they have chosen their belief systems for a reason. Constantly project your green ray energy on everyone. Remember, nothing else matters anymore. It is only about how much love you are prepared to share. Practice smiling for no reason at all. Smile when you answer the phone, when doing the shopping, and at work, school. Smile into the mirror each time you look at yourself. Practice smiling even while you are thinking. Place your awareness in your chest, heart, each time you smile. The simple act of smiling from your heart will attract more joy, bliss, and happiness into your life. When you express the vibration of joy, there is an upward and energetic shift in your aura. This vibration means you are radiating your higher frequency. Master the skill of smiling or use any technique that works best for you, that will help you outwardly express the emotional frequency of joy, for example, laughing, giggling, and radiating cheerfulness. Offer your friends and family an angel hug. This is where you embrace and hug someone for 10 seconds, who consented of course,